football on off the ball.
I'm just like, football would want to have a word with itself.
I've two words to itself.
You'd want to have a word with yourself.
I've two words for you, Mick, in the immortal words of Martin Scorsese. That's cinema.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back at our live commentary game from Anfield, where Manchester City came from behind to beat Liverpool for the first time in the league under Pep Guardiola in front of fans. Bohemians and St. Pat's drew nil-all at Lands End Road on the opening weekend of the League of Ireland season, and Evan Ferguson's Roman nightmare continues. But first to Anfield, and Manchester City kept their Premier League title hopes alive with a 2-1 win over champions Liverpool. Dominic Szoboszlai put the Reds in front with a stunning free kick with just over 15 minutes to play.
As he stands over it, he whacks it. Oh, it's a goal by Dominic Szoboszlai! He's done it again! The Hungarian magician with the ball from long range, just like he did to the Gunners at the start of the season. He's hit a terrific free kick.
However, an Erling Haaland header into the path of Bernardo Silva levelled things up before Haaland scored from the penalty spot after Alisson brought down Mateus Nunes to give City a late lead.
Who wins here? Becker, Alisson Becker, shuffling around the goal line, and it's put away by Erling Haaland. He takes off his shirt and jumps into the Manchester City away supporters. Has he scored the winner here at the death?
City thought they had a third goal when Ryan Cherki turned the ball home from his own half as Haaland and Szoboszlai chased the ball. It trickled into the net. Szoboszlai was the judge to have fouled Haaland before Haaland then looked to have prevented the Hungarian from clearing the ball off the line as it headed towards the goal line. VAR intervened. Szoboszlai was given a red card. The goal was chalked off, but the result means City have cut the gap on Arsenal to 6 points at the top of the league, and manager Pep Guardiola says there's still a lot of football to be played.
What I said, 13 games in the Premier League, from my point of view, from my little experience, is a lot of time. A lot. Always we can do is be breath in the neck.
City will also have a chance to close the gap to 3 points on Wednesday night when they play Fulham, with Arsenal not in action until Thursday away to Brentford. Guardiola says they're in strong shape with players to come back.
Despite of that, always there are targets to do it, you know, qualification of Champions League, FA Cup soon, final Carabao Cup, top 8 in Champions League. Champions League will be there in March. The players are apparently coming. Ruben is back, and Savinho and Jeremy is coming back soon. John is back too.
Erling Haaland had the fewest touches of 23 of any outfield player to play the 90 minutes. He says he was feeling nervous ahead of that crucial penalty.
I was really nervous right before, and all my thoughts were getting in the back of the net, which I couldn't do in the home game on the penalty. So I've been practicing, and now I managed to do it. So incredible feeling.
Liverpool find themselves 5 points outside the top four. They've lost 8 league games so far this season. They've won just 6 of their last 20 since they started the season with 5 wins from 5. But boss Arne Slot feels his team's improving.
The whole team is now able, at the highest level against a team that's probably one of the best teams in England, in ball possession. To do so well off the ball is a big improvement. And fantastic second half. Was expecting more than being 1-0 up, but we weren't. And then 2 goals conceded.
Liverpool travel to Sunderland on Wednesday night looking to try and become the first team to win a league game at the Stadium of Light this season. Slot says over the last few months his team are in a better position.
The next step for us is not to rely or depend on that pass or another decision. And we are getting there. If you compare this to 3 or 4 months ago, you see so much improvement. But the issue is that you don't see this improvement in the league table.
Mark Gahey was at the heart of transfer speculation for several months about a move to Liverpool, was then involved for City yesterday. He was given a yellow card for a pullback on Mohamed Salah in the second half, something which really frustrated Slot.
And if you follow the rule book and you have a clear shirt pull from Gahey on Mo Salah, who's for 8 years scoring that ball every single time, 100 out of 100 times he scores the goal, a bit exaggerated, and that is not a red card, then there is more of my frustration.
Commentary team for us yesterday at Anfield, Stephen Doyle and Graeme Gartland, spoke about the impact of Gahey and keeper Gianluigi Donnarumma for Pep's side.
Gahey's brilliant at that. He just gets in between the ball and the goal, and he's like, if you're going to score, you either have to go around me or really shift it and move me, but you're not shooting through me, or you're not shooting nearly around me to a certain extent. But also, my goalkeeper at the front post is one of the best shot stoppers in the world, so you can have that shot, but you're not getting it through my legs or shooting across the goal. But I also thought he brought a calmness to them as well. because that got hectic for Man City. That's from the 45 or from the 45 minute mark onwards to probably around the 80th minute, they were struggling to get any foothold in the game, but he sort of kept them in it to a certain extent, and he kept his composure in his defending when it was all hectic around him. He sort of kept his composure, like you said, he made some vital blocks, defended his box really well, but Liverpool will be kicking themselves, Stephen, look, you know, but the big save from Donnarumma is the reason they brought him in, and then coming for crosses, I don't mind that he comes for crosses because I know he's always coming, so I can hold my line accordingly for that. I can leave that gap and go, actually, I can squeeze up an extra 2 yards defending the box, because anything that comes in over my head, he's coming for. And whether he punches it 30 yards or 10 yards, the fact I know he's consistent in that is where I can base my defending off.
If you want to listen to that chat back in full, you can listen to the Sunday Kickback in your OTB Football podcast feed now. Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Crystal Palace recorded their first competitive win since they beat Shelburne in the Conference League back in December. Palace beat Brighton 1-0 at the Amex in a game often called the M23 Derby. Ismaila Sarr scored the only goal of the game just after the hour mark.
It's now really also working on playing football better, yeah, creating more chances. I think that what we can really build on is the defensive structure and the willingness of everyone to defend. That's the foundation.
Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler admits he's going through his toughest time in management after that 1-0 loss. The 32-year-old was booed and subjected to the chance of you're getting sacked in the morning.
I always promise I give my heart, I give my soul for this club, and I will keep doing this, and I will keep trying to find solutions together with my team, together with my players, because that's why I'm here.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says he's no doubts he's the right person to take the club forward. His side lost 3-2 to Brentford on Saturday, making it 5 games without a win in all competitions. Newcastle are 12th in the Premier League. Howe says he'd step aside if he didn't believe he could turn it around.
There's no doubt in my mind, and that's why I'm sat here. Because, as I said, the club's the most important thing. So I'd never put myself before the club if I didn't think I was the correct man to take the team forward and I could give the players what they need.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB Football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Joseph Anang proved to be the saviour for St Pat's with a string of saves to frustrate Bohemians in the Dublin Derby at the Aviva Stadium, where more than 21,000 were in attendance. It finished nil all in the game. Ross Tierney, the match winner for Bohemians against Shamrock Rovers at the same venue last season on the opening weekend, forced Anang into the only save of the first half. The Ghanaian twice denied Connor Parsons in the second half. Bo's boss Alan Reynolds started 5 of his 9 new signings, although he chose to play without a record centre forward. After the game, Reynolds told Off the Ball's Ben Symes the caginess could have had something to do with the amount of players making their debuts.
Look, come here, we did 2 of the best chances. There wasn't any chances in the game, really. Both teams cancelled each other out at times, but we had the best chances. You know, if we're more clinical, we win that. I thought there were some really good performances. Sam Todd, Pat Hickey, I thought they were immense at the back. Quite enough in certain areas, but look, it's the first game, so we're going to get that.
Was there a bit of caginess maybe among the team? You had five new players making their debuts from the start. Is it kind of a case of just figuring out what you have and then building from there?
Yeah, but look at me here. It's hard to prepare for playing, 20,000 in the National Stadium. We can speak about it, but I think some we looked nervous early on, took time to adjust. But they're young lads, if you think of Senan 20, Harry Vaughan 20, so that'll stand to them, and it's a welcome to the League of Ireland.
Pat's boss Stephen Kenny says a point shared probably was a fair outcome.
Am I happy taking a nil-all draw? Probably no. I'm not happy taking a nil-all draw, but it's I'm happy with the effort of the players. They gave everything today, and I think the consistency of effort throughout. Did we deserve more than a draw? No, we probably didn't on the day. We didn't create enough to warrant that. But I felt it was quite a tactical game really overall, and I felt we started really well in the game and played well for periods in the first half. Cian Levy looked like he was in a few times, a couple of times. It didn't quite work for us, but you're right. Bohemians had the better chances in the second half, and we needed Joshua Lang to make a couple of very good saves, which was important.
Roma boss Giampiero Gasperini's detailed the extent of Evan Ferguson's ankle issues, saying that a previous operation failed to completely solve the problem. The Ireland international suffered his latest injury setback in Roma's Europa League win over Stuttgart. Gasperini says Ferguson injured his ankle when he twisted it to avoid a photographer. Ferguson has scored 5 goals since his loan move to Roma, 3 of them in Serie A, the other 2 in a 3-0 win away to Celtic in the Europa League. The ankle injuries have been an issue for Ferguson for almost 3 years. The first was after a tackle from then Liverpool midfielder Fabinho in a Premier League game for Brighton. Gasperini says the club's working to try and fix the situation, but admitted it's impacting Ferguson psychologically. Roma are in action tonight at home to Cagliari. That game starts at 7:45. And Middlesbrough can go top of the Championship tonight if they win away to Sheffield United. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.